concerned about your health?
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Monday, September 12th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today as we have a discussion regarding mishaps. You know, boo-boos, not being able to read the room or understand the culture, and then basically insulting the intelligence of Bahamian people. Today we're going to be talking about doom. Right? The dooms in Abaco and the bulldozing of it. I know that the government has recently issued out a statement and have actually corrected the narrative of which was percolating throughout the Bahamas, where people were frustrated as to what on earth is the government doing yet again. Right? And I empathize with the government said, and I actually follow it and say, yes, I understand what the intent of the government, right, was trying to do. They're trying to empower Bahamians, but the boo-boo of bulldozing the domes should not be ignored. It's been happening again and again and again, and we want the government to correct itself, to consult us, to inform us on what is the way forward so we don't jump to conclusions. And that's what we did. We jumped to conclusions because the government wasn't actually forefront with us regarding what is the plan, right? So, but I have a guess. I have a guess, Roscoe Thompson, out of Abaco, who's a council member down there in the local government. And I wanted to understand exactly what is happening there. And I call him impromptu and say, Roscoe, you busy? And he said, man, I'll come on your show, Cecil, just to give like a brief summary of what is happening in Abaco regarding the domes. Roscoe, are you there?
CA, how are you? Good morning, Bahamas. Good morning, Abaco.
And Mr. Thompson, I appreciate you coming on last minute, and thank you very much for committing to the show. But I'll just jump right in there, right? Spring City, you're familiar with the Spring... Well,
I'm actually sitting here right now looking at three domes still standing. The people are holding their ground because they actually have nowhere to go.
And I'm going to go to that narrative, but I want to set the stage, right?
Go ahead.
The government saying all of the dooms were, and for lack of a better word, poisonous, right? They saying mold there is going to kill Bahamians. They need to be bulldozed now. There's no salvation for any of these dooms. And more so, they saying that there's a criminal element amongst these people who living on the dooms. They had a prostitution ring. They selling rum and alcohol, and anyone who stayed inside this dome area needed to be moved out immediately. That was the narrative when I read the statement. That's what I concluded out of it. I want to know exactly who were these people living in this dome, and was it that bad?
I know, and let me just say, it was rumor, and I do know that there might have been one or two units that were used for selling, you know, food, liquor. There might have been a brothel in one of them. I could not tell you because I would not go into it. But let me just say this and make it very clear. Abaco has more mold remediation experts per capita than anywhere else in the Bahamas. The domes did not have to be destroyed. They could have been sprayed down, cleaned out, disassembled, and used for another time. Now, let me make this clear so the Bahamian public understands this. When Hurricane Dorian came and ravaged Abaco, you had NGOs that came in and mucked and gutted houses and then sprayed for the mold and, you know, did mold remediation is what they call it. Do you know the reason why they did that, CA? If they did not address that, 80% of the houses in Abaco would have had to been bulldozed down because of mold. What happened with this dome project from beforehand things could have been handled differently, just as they went and destroyed, I think it was 13 or 15 domes the other day with a bulldozer. That's over $200,000 of our money gone up in air that at one time down the road, God forbid anybody ever needs them, but what about if a hurricane hit Eleuthera or Guma or Long Island? That was the purpose of these domes, to be refurbished, or reused, cleaned, stored, and used at a later date.
And I hear you. And people have put that story or that point forward to the government. But the government concluded that they're building houses. And they're going to make sure that Bahamians who are in these domes get access to these houses. They give each, at least the majority, because they announced that they didn't give everybody. But they've given majority of persons $4,000. They say, hey, man, go find yourself someplace else to live. They say, all kind of houses in Nabucco.
There aren't, CA. That's what we're trying. I mean,
you suggest that, you mean somebody lying. And I know you. I know you's a good man, right? I know you's a good man. But this is my party. I can't be thinking that they lying over you, right? But I want
the money. There were certain, and I could speak on a couple that I know of. Were giving money and found places to rent. There was one lady that had not been given a key or have been, you know, had not found a place before they started demolishing the dome. I won't call any names, but it was asked by one person to hold off until they got this person situated, so it wouldn't cause no confusion. It wouldn't cause the upheaval that it's caused. A lot of people do want the dome dealt with and gone. I understand that. But there is a right way to do things, CA, and there is a wrong way to do things.
So let's talk about right and wrong. What would you have suggested to the government?
I would have suggested that they brought in a mold remediation expert, cleaned out all
the... Do we have mold remediating people here in the Bahamas who could service and clean mold? I don't think we have that in the Bahamas.
Yes, we do, CA.
We that advanced?
UNA and the United Nations and UNICEF. And everybody that came in here after Hurricane Dorian, they trained. We have mold remediation experts here in Abaco that could have come in here, sprayed the domes down, and then disassembled them rather than bulldoze them. And I would be more than happy. I will not call her name on air, but she was adamant, Ross, because she was very hurt, CA, that... to see the domes being destroyed when they could have been saved. Think about it, CA. If we went in and we didn't muck and gut the people's houses that were hit by Dorian and spray for mold, those houses, people would be in a world of trouble right now. Mm. To me, it's a cop-out, you know, by the government. I'm very disappointed in how the situation was handled. You know, is it the DRA? Is it Ministry of Housing? Who gave the order? You know, why destroy these domes? And then the ones that were disassembled the other day, where did they go? Are they stored
Nobody
by
knows.
The government?
Nobody knows. They just disassemble and disappear.
Right. Correct. So that I was out here and I was like, where is the Ministry of Housing overseer, or is the DRA out here? Who's overseeing this? Not that it's the police or the Defense Force responsibility, but if the DRA and Ministry of Housing was addressing this issue, they had the police out here the day that they were doing the demolishing. Don't you think when they were getting to disassemble the houses, they would have had the same courtesy to call the police or the Defense Force to make sure it was done in an orderly fashion and that it just wasn't a free-for-all?
And before you go, Mr. Thompson, right? I want to know about emotions and how the psyche of Abaco people, especially the people in Spring Point, and even the general Abaco watching what transpired, right? So people forget the emotions of people, especially scarred people who went through the most horrific hurricane ever, you know, Category 5, with thousands of people missing, deaths galore, right? How is people, the emotions of people, seeing which was a temporary home being bulldozed? Was there any kind of consultation that this is going to happen?
I do think, emotion-wise, their emotions are high on all sides, because you still have people living in tents and cars. These domes could have been resituated somewhere else, done properly. You know, let's get our people that are struggling, that lower income, that are having a hard time, you know, finding housing. There is nowhere in Abaco right now to rent. It is very hard to find a one-bedroom or a two-bedroom duplex here. So emotions are running high in regards to people looking for places. You know, this is all they have right now. If they're knocked out and moved out of the dome, they go to living in a car. Is that how we treat our people? And then I'm gonna throw this tidbit in. Mm-hmm. Here is a Bahamian project that we targeted, but then you have illegal construction of foreign nationals in certain areas that just can continue to build. Mm. So why are we targeting Bahamians per se, and we're avoiding another situation altogether?
I hear you, Mr. Thompson. Mr. Thompson, I appreciate
you. There are a lot of people that are upset. A lot of people are, you know, I don't want to say happy, but they're to see the domes finally moved. But in regards to the way it was done, I've always said there is a right way and a wrong way to do things. And this could have been handled a lot differently by this administration. This is a, as I said before, the previous administration and what they do, this is a slap in the face in what they just did here in this area in regards to the demolition of the dome.
Mr. Thompson, I appreciate you making the time to come on live and speak to me about that. I just wanted to know what was happening on the ground, and thanks very much for making the time for me.
I will send you a picture right now of what's left. I'm sitting right here at Spring City Dome site, so you would be able to get an idea. And thank you for having me on.
And thank you for all the work you're doing in Abaco and being an advocate and speaking on behalf of the Abaconians. We truly appreciate it. Length and breath of the Bahamas. Thanks again.
Appreciate it, CA. You have a blessed day, my brother.
Blessings to you. I see I have a caller already. Let me post that caller before I introduce my guest for the day. My co-host for the day is Ian Munnings, who have some opinions on what happened in Abaco recently. But go ahead, caller. Caller, can you hear me?
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hello.
I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, yeah. Well, I agree with that previous caller.
Go ahead.
Concerning the demolition of those domes. I think that's a waste of Bahamian taxpayer resources, because there are thousands, hundreds if not thousands of other households in this country, mm-hmm, that are in worse condition than those domes. If the problem was mold, like you said that you don't know whether we have people here that could solve mold problems. Oh, that is the easiest thing in the world to solve. Mm-hmm. You know, you go in there with some chlorine dioxide, mm-hmm, and you fumigate the whole place, and in four days' time, everything is dead and the place smells new.
Everyone's
so, you know,
caller?
The thing is to take those resources that Bahamians have and just put a bulldozer. It's almost stupid. Mm. I can't understand how or who would go and tell them and recommend that, when we know that we have shortages of houses in this country, especially in Abaco. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could dismantle the thing and bring it to Nassau. Mm-hmm. You know, we so particular about you know, whether it's going to be with columns and blocks and so on. And we want this high standard of living and this high standard of housing, you know. And we really can't afford that right now. A lot of people there don't have anywhere to live. And, you know, to go there and to see them do that is disgraceful. And I cry shame on whoever authorized that. Oh, you know, you go to other countries and ask them, would you have done something like this? And everyone will tell you, no, you're crazy. You can't do that. And you spend thousands of dollars for each dome. It's ridiculous, man. I'm upset over that.
I understand your caller. Thanks very much for your call. So let me have a conversation with you, Mr. Munnings, right? I know you have some strong views on what exactly transpired in Abaco, right? I understand the domes needed to be moved. See, I'm not going to make any excuses. The government gave a deadline and said the domes is going to be moved, full stop. I understand the government said they're building houses, 300 houses, right? Mm-hmm. They're going to make available to Abaconians. I understand that, right? But what I also understand that there's a housing shortage, and these are poor Bahamians who were in these domes who were asking for more time, more assistance, and help in order to make the transition. And I also appreciate the fact that $6 million of my money, see, when people don't care about their money, that's okay. But $6 million of my money that the government didn't try to... try to basically recover some of that to say, well, you know, some of this we can't use, but we can see if we can make $1 million back, where Bahamas will say, okay, I understand what's happening. Something transpired where the government did not communicate to the people of Abaco. And that is what I am concerned about. But I'll let you speak and hear your opinions about what transpired in Abaco.
Well, CA, pleasant good afternoon, Bahamas. CA, let's look at things from a different perspective. We're looking at those domes that were erected. They were the temporary housing of individuals that was misplaced and could not afford housing or didn't have any place to relatively go. And just right after we've had the big shebang in the Bahama, looking and honoring those persons with a pass and so forth, we come right back and we knock down the domes. It's like an open wound, and we're throwing salt into the wound. Nobody seems to have an idea whether it's the DRA is, whether it's
nobody seems
housing,
to know
whether it's
nobody.
The OPM. I'm reading the headlines this morning. It's saying the OPM defense demolishing the domes. My thing is, if the public funds were spent on the domes, the government has a responsibility to be accountable for everything concerning the public funds, to make the decision of breaking down the dome rather than, like the guy said, they have a few persons down there that specializes in cleaning of the moles. We have government buildings here in New Providence where employees are
like the hospital.
Staffed.
The hospital has moles.
Where the employees are staffed.
Yes. Yeah.
Police stations where air conditions are.
Yep.
Moles are in those.
Yes.
We didn't break them down.
No.
We have places in the Bean and the Grandstand area.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, beyond the mold, some of those things should have been removed a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
But we found it necessary to go to that particular space.
I can even say that I remember once when L.W. Young was condemned. Condemned means you should be the school's still there, have students inside the school, and the school has been condemned. So when you hear people from the Office of the Prime Minister coming to you now and taking you for the animal that has long ears, right?
Well, see, rather than justifying the fact that they broke them down, I think that they were supposed to say, you know what, maybe we made a mistake.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Facebook is calling the honorable minister in charge of housing. It's a big boo-boo. And it's not the first one. We've seen her in action in terms of the back to school.
I don't believe it's her. I believe it's someplace else.
See, when you're in the level of position of leadership, it starts and it ends with you.
Mm-hmm.
You have the duty or responsibility to ensure what you're representing, that don't come back in a certain way.
I'll put a question to you, let you comment on it, right? This is $6 million of assets. Right? $6 million worth of assets that was in Abaco. One would assume the Ministry of Finance,
who owns these government assets, right, would have to be the only place who can give permission. The Minister of Housing can't give permission to bulldoze Bohemian assets. Right, it has to be Michael Halkidis. I assume he's the only one who can say, or the Prime Minister. That's why the Prime Minister's office responded now. He is in charge of finance, and this is an asset belonging to the Bohemian people. Therefore, we now know who you say you don't know. That's why the office of the Prime Minister responded.
Well, then we'll have to allow the Minister responsible for housing to respond to
he
that.
He responded now,
or we will need. The press secretary to answer that.
But they responded now, all of them into the office of the Prime Minister. All.
Someone has to be accountable.
But see, my point is, the reasoning they're giving is insulting to the Bohemian intelligence, right? It shows that they did not care about how it looks, how it appears, or for the benefit of the country in terms of regaining.
Lack of concern.
And that narrative is being permeated throughout this government, their lack of concern or not being able to read the room to understand that this will not fly well with the Bohemian people. Because we are educated people, you know. We are educated people and considerate people. But when you see the government flippantly do things like this, and then they have their sycophants come out and say, how dare you question the government? When you're trying to say, no, we're dealing with Bohemians now. This ain't no political thing you're talking about now. We're dealing with Bohemians, right? We ain't dealing with no immigrants. You can treat them any way how you want to treat them. But when you're dealing with Bohemians, you got to approach them a certain type of way. When you see sycophants don't have the niceties to say, no, I won't speak harsh. You know what hurt me? You know what hurt me, Munnings? When, as part of the defense for the office of the Prime Minister, they suggested that the people, and I go really broadly, everybody who was living in this doom residence were involved in criminality, therefore it needs to be taken down. See, this is the narrative I have. How dare they suggest that everybody in the doom residence, Spring City, were involved in criminality? Everybody there is suggesting that they were using the dooms for other businesses. How dare they suggest that? It shouldn't have been brought in and included into that press release.
Well, they had to justify it,
see? See, you don't do that to Bohemians.
They had to justify it.
See, you and I grew up in the inner city, right? We know about government apartments and the strange things that happen in the government apartments when it's only $30 a month and some people can't afford to pay it. We understand that there's sometimes a criminal element, but you don't dismiss the entire government department.
Of course, because not every individual that is staying in those
like that. We have prime ministers and future prime ministers and teachers and doctors coming out of these government.
That emerges from those places.
Yes. And to dismiss all of them, and the same thing they did, dismiss everyone from Spring Point to say, no, don't worry, they're criminal people, therefore we had to bulldoze it. It's insulting to what is Bohemian.
But my thing is, before we would have considered to bulldoze those things down, I think we should have considered finding a place that would have been able to host those persons before we even got to doing that, if that was the case.
The government said they did that. They just said they didn't do it for everybody, but they said they did that.
Yeah, but they were, like the caller said prior, he said that, Mr. Thompson said that the lack of housing is in Abaco at this time. Not enough housing is permanent there on ground. Mm-hmm. So if we realize that, because we have to have somebody down there assessing. So if these people can't be placed somewhere, what are we going to do with them? Are they going to be homeless? Like one lady that wrote on Facebook, she says that she was removed out of the dooms. Mm-hmm. She said she lost her whole family during the Dorian incident. She said she left the dooms with just a mattress. She went on the beach and she slept on the beach. Her state of mind was, she just was in a different universe. She wasn't here on earth. Mm-hmm. She said she slept there. She didn't know what to think as the tears rolled down her eyes. These are Bohemians we're talking about, you know. Mm-hmm. These are Bohemians. She's sleeping on the beach with a mattress. Mr. Thompson said some people are sleeping in the car still. Those people are experiencing what they experience, we can't begin to fathom it. The reality is these people are still experiencing it today, physical and mental. The government of the Bahamas is responsible for all persons that are living here in the Commonwealth. All. Mm-hmm. As a Bahamian citizen, and I think the caller said it well, that persons that were illegal, that were living in those mud and those peas, mm-hmm. and now are still now living in other areas, but now which is still government crown land. Mm-hmm. They're building bigger and better, but nothing to be said to it.
But I want to correct you, so... misinformation doesn't go out. These are private land they own. I think the mud and the pigeon pea is also on private land, but definitely the farm is on private land, and that's just why there's a tarry on whether, and that's another conversation we need to have. But I appreciate the point, what you're saying, that there are undocumented, thousands
yes.
of undocumented
individuals
who have built whole communities. Maybe 30, no, that's exaggerating. Maybe 10,000 strong communities, undocumented, unregulated communities right in Nabucco, where the government continues to ignore. We see them moving generators, big body generators.
Big trucks.
We see them establishing homes with generators and the glass would don't break. The hurricane glass, whatever it is. And we just watch it. And to see that what they are prepared to do to Bahamians, it makes that other party who would run around talking foolishness around, right, about, organic Bahamians. It gives legitimacy to their claim that Bahamians are third class citizens in their own country, right? And the government needs to answer that narrative. And when you see things like this, when Bahamians are being targeted, or who are just trying to survive, you just start questioning whether this political party is right or not. And I am concerned. But I have a text here, okay? Good day, sir. Why don't the government sell the remaining domes as personal hurricane shelters for persons who want them to have two empty properties? And I would be more than happy to purchase two hurricane-proof domes. What do you think? And I think the caller is saying, if the government make these shelters available to purchase,
persons would be interested in purchasing. I think we said that in the beginning when me and you started to discuss the dome situation.
Yes.
There were certain things that we could have looked at in terms of those domes. We could have broken them down. We could have placed them in containers. We could have auctioned them off where Bahamians would want to purchase them, whether for offices, etc. We have a bunch of keys that are available around here. Nobody's on them. I think as assets of the government, they could have been placed on those keys and selling ecotourism. Persons can go there, Boys Brigade, Kiwanis, whoever wants to go for the weekend. I mean, a lot of tourists love that kind of lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. To be able to go to a key that already has a facility to sleep in and they can just roam the island. I mean, some people just love that.
But I want to put this question, because I was going to ask, what is the way forward, right? What should the government be doing now? Let's correct this issue. But there are scores of other domes that were never built out, you know, never...
Erected.
That's the right word. Thanks, right? Did the government give us any knowledge on what they plan to do with those? Where is it going to go? Has it been brought to NEMA? Is it still on Abaco? Is it still on docks, half-open containers?
But these are the hard questions we're asking them to answer. These are the questions Bahamians want to know. We want to know, how was the money spent, and what are we going to do with these items that we purchased? These are the people's items. The people asking for more accountability, mm-hmm. not just from a saying, but from an action. You know, gone are the days when we see so much boo-boos or learning experiences that we've been seeing occurring that we're not asking those hard questions. Mm-hmm. You know, the days when my grandmother and those existed, whatever the government said, that was it. If they said it was raining in Laifuki, then it was raining in Laifuki. Mm-hmm. Now today, we have a WhatsApp. We have all of these social media items. You can see whether or not it was raining in 5 seconds. Mm-hmm. Literally see in live time. So what am I saying to you? Mm-hmm. I'm saying to you is that the knowledge that we have now weren't the knowledge that they were privy to then. Mm-hmm. So the younger generation is saying that we want more, we demand more. We're asking you to be more accountable. You just can't say to us, okay, y'all stay in this little box and don't have access to your land and to your country. We're not going to do that any longer. We're not standing for that.
Today we're having a conversation about dooms and mishaps and boo-boos, right? The numbers to call in is 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. But I see I have a caller on the air now, so producer, pastor, caller through. How you doing, caller?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Okay. Am I on, Jay?
Yes, you are on live.
Pardon me? Yeah.
Yes, you're definitely on.
Okay, good morning. See you and to Ian, my nephew. I just had to call this one because this is a very painful thing. As a Bahamian, the citizens of the country, of this country, thinking about these governments. I mean, not Confucius, but Einstein. Einstein, who, in my view, is one of the greatest minds ever walked the earth. Einstein said, if you continue doing the same thing over and over, repeatedly, and expecting a different result, you're crazy. He might have said insane, but I say crazy. We keep voting PLP, we keep voting FNM. Man, Bemis, we gotta change this. Right now, what is happening down in Abaco for the last 2-3 years, man, that's crazy. I've been on there several times. Several times I've been in there as of late. And the people on there, they really, truly hurting. And so the government, them, they just come in now, and the former government, and plus this one coming with the same kind of garbage. People, and they dealing with Bemis like, hey, like we the foreigners. And them other people from down south and elsewhere, they living up. I mean, I witnessed my eyes. I see people moving from here, one shanty town, going to, and building up another Florida, I call it, the way these places looking down there. Where the governments, you mean to tell them they don't know drones, they don't helicopter fly over these places and see these people in building and living this lavish lifestyle as behemoths, them sleeping in cars, sleeping in bushes. I see people up tent a wreck in bushes. I saw them to behemoth tents a wreck in the wild in the bushes. Who trying to make it and make life? And I agree with the caller earlier and talk about mold, man, come on, mold. We know who don't know how to clean mold by now. We deal with all kind of government buildings all over the years, mold infected, and some still infected with a lot of mold. And now they $6 million they just can tear down. And then what the payment? What about us? $6 million? No, somebody should be held accountable for that. That shouldn't just keep going like that, because it can keep going like that, because we just sitting idly by. We sitting not doing nothing, see, and we ain't doing nothing. We can just go down Bay Street and march for half an hour, and the sun come with everybody going home. Man, America and other parts of the world, they closed down places for weeks and months. And we need to stop worrying, but oh, my mortgage got to pay, oh, my child is school. Man, how we can get things right? How we can change this narrative? And every government that come, they doing the same thing over and over. They pissing on us and say, raining. No, man. See, man, anyhow. I am really disturbed as a behemoth this morning. Even hearing this, and thank you guys for coming in and bringing enlightening some stuff to the behemoth. A place like me, who always fallen guardian. All right, so you all have a great day, man.
I appreciate you, caller. Thank you so much. Calling. I have a quote here, and the quote actually states who made the statement, right? The dooms are the most resilient solution for temporary housing, said John Michael Clark, chairman of the authority. According to the manufacturer, they are built for extreme environment, able to withstand 180 miles per hour winds, and have a functional lifespan of 40 to 50 years. This is what we bulldoze to know. You had the statistics on that. This is what we bulldoze.
I think you need to read that again, Steve.
You know, I'll read it again.
No, I think you need to read it again.
You know,
see,
my point is, if it is that worthwhile, one would take the extra effort to get some bleaching water and target the
wipe it down.
Wipe it down and spray whatever it is. You know, when you consider $6 million spent, I'll read it again. So the dooms are the most resilient solution for temporary housing. So that alone is important, especially when we know we have women in the Bahamas who don't have no homes, right? When we have women who having those domestic issues and they searching up and down and begging people, can you house these women for a while, right? Especially when we know we have housing shortage throughout the whole Bahamas. You go to Auckland now, we have houses that leaning, right? And this could have been a temporary solution, right? This is said by John Michael Clark, chairman of the authority. According to the manufacturer, they are built for extreme environment, able to withstand 180 miles per hour winds, and have a functional life of 40 to 50 years.
Wow.
This is how long these dooms can last, right? If well-maintained and take care of. And you know what also hurt me? That the office of the prime minister recorded one video of a house that was dilapidated, of a doom that was dilapidated, to make the argument, right? And said, we can find the worst one. One was left open.
Who's controlling the narrative?
You know, we can spin this narrative that no behemoth will question us at all. You know, we can make sure this is the muddy one. And I'm going to send this with the press release to make sure people buy into what I'm saying. But I have another caller there. Producer, patch the caller through, please. Go ahead, caller. Oh, sorry about that call. It's still there, or we have to move on? Move on? Okay. So this is what I... No, the caller called back. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Go ahead now. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, CA. Good afternoon, man.
Good afternoon.
Good morning. Jim. Sorry. And Mr. Manning, good morning to you.
Pleasure. Good morning, sir.
You know, this is so heart-wrenching, you know. I listened to the conversation. You know, $6 million in today's economy is a hell of a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
You know, drop in the bucket, especially a taxpayer who is out here struggling on a day-to-day basis to make things happen for not just himself, but his family. $6 million is no little bit of money. To listen to all of the possible applications that these dorms could have been used for, you know, sometimes I sit here and wonder, who are these people consulting with some of these ideas that they come up with? You know, you don't want to be harsh on the government. But, you know, the government has got to, and their pundits have got to understand that there are going to be people out here who have constructive criticism for some of the moves that they make. And, you know, it is so shocking to see the way how they respond to Bahamians, concerned Bahamians, when you're using their financial resources to do these things, that it's like you don't have a voice to voice an opinion or to voice your position on some of the moves that they make. And if this is the way that we are going to continue, unfortunately, it's not a democracy. It's more of a dictatorship. You know, we have to stop this nonsense. Now, $6 million in these dorms, as you so rightfully said, and I'm happy that you quoted the advice or the information from the manufacturer, that these dorms are good for 180-degree degree winds. They're also good to last for 40 to 50 years. They're also multi-purpose, that you could use them in just about any environment. I think basically our biggest problem here in this country is maintenance. We don't know how to maintain things properly, or we have the personnel to do it, because I got one or two friends who are in the mold remediation. They do this stuff for a livelihood. Are these persons being consulted? So there are so many questions and so little answers. We have to get very serious about our monies, because we can't continue going down this road like this. We are in a turmoil. But, you know, you guys continue passing on the information, because some things we are out here listening to the education. It's an educational process here. And I just think that we need to stop the lackadaisical, don't care attitude and really make our governments accountable. That is the main thing. Thanks for taking my call, Steve.
Thank you very much, sir. One thing I also noticed, Munnings, that is not included in this discussion. The persons who were commissioned to build these dooms. I know I thought, I only could assume. And so
were they local or they were...
I can call a name. And see, this is what I thought. I thought we paid for all the dooms to be erected. And this is why I said there needs to be a commission of inquiry regarding the dooms, right? Because if there was mishap by the last administration, I want to clear that up to understand exactly. You can't be throwing shade and say, oh, the last administration did this or didn't do this or didn't care about Bahamians. It's supposed to be temporary. But I will know exactly what I spent my money on. If I paid Brickell,
management,
right? Brickell Management, $6 million. I see it. And see, this is where the government failed to explain to us what exactly would be paid for. But if I'm asking a question, if I had paid this group to erect all of the domes, why weren't all the domes erected? Why we have domes still in boxes still, not even broken out at all? I want to know exactly, and there should have been a statement from their organization, we were paid to do this. And unfortunately, the contract fell through, or it wasn't enough money to do all of these. But this is why we did not continue with the erecting of the stuff, right? But anyway, we'll take a short break. I see the phone is ringing, right? And I'm going to bring back these callers on the other side of the break. So we'll stay tuned. This is Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri, and we'll talk to you shortly.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Here we go. J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents.
best. Reliable service we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.A.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always covering me. J.S.J.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri, and I have my co-host today, Ian Munnings, who is joining me in a conversation about what on earth happened with the domes? And why are we asking the tough questions? Before the break, I was talking about Brickell Management, I'm not sure the correct
Brickell name. Management.
Right? They were contracted, from what I understood, what was put in the news, they were contracted to erect these domes temporarily. Let's say, for a matter of argument, there was no COVID, right? That the people in Abaco stayed in the dome for 6 months, right? And then they found housing. Right? One would assume the same company you hired to erect it, part of the management organization, where you would have to disassemble it afterwards. I want to know how come Brickell is not in this conversation on terms of dismantling these domes. What do you say about that? I ain't concerned with you.
I'm very concerned about that. I'm concerned about that they didn't have a press release on terms of what was the conditions of the contract in terms of building the domes, and if they were contracted also, once those persons would be removed, that they would be responsible also to break them down. Because there are some domes that never were erected. Mm. And this question's come to play. So we had $6 million budget. What was the $6 million outlined for?
The $6 million was for all of the domes. But $6 million spent? The $6 million spent? But some of the domes ain't gone up. But I have another caller there. Caller, go ahead. Thank you for holding.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Neary.
Good morning. How you doing?
Fine, thank you. Listen, I'm trying to figure out where did we arrive at the $6 million figure when they're saying that they find no paperwork on these domes. So if they find no paperwork, how did we arrive at the $6 million?
You see, when things don't make sense and come to more
I
questions.
I can hear you.
When things don't make sense and it comes up to more questions, it just didn't make sense. The narrative just don't make sense, and behemoths are not questioning the questions.
Exactly. So, you know, and another thing, like the gentleman from Abaco was saying about the fact that they have so much persons there that need home, and even with the government helping them, they're only going to give them a month or two or maybe 3 months' worth of rent if they can find some place to rent. Then after they're on their own, they'll be back on the street because they're not in those places where they can rent because they can't afford it to begin with. So unless you're going to put up like a complex, like how they do in the States, I forget what they call them, where you know, each person get a spot in the building, however they want to do it. You know, I feel like they should look into something like that because this is still hurricane season. And if they're not going to use any more of those domes, please tell them, don't break them up. Call me. I'll find a way to give them my number. I can use them. I know how to use bleach and water and towel and brush.
You want the Moly Dome? You willing to take the Moly Dome?
I'm willing to take the Moly Dome because mold can be clean. We're behemoth. We're fine. We clean everything with Clorox bleach.
I would clean with Clorox and paint it white. That's what I would
do. Or we use the home-based thing, Blanco.
You know what I'm saying? Thank you. That's even better. You understand me? But I don't feel like crushing them. I feel like you crush them. You crush the spirits of the person. Because then people really looked at them as some places they call home in the last 3 years. Mm-hmm. And you come right there and make it seem worthless.
No value. The psychological impact of seeing that.
We're still dealing with it. I mean, we're still dealing with that CA. Mm-hmm.
And then you still have persons in them. You know, you could imagine the fear in those persons' hearts, not knowing where they're going to go when the tractor aims in their direction. Mm. But, you know, what I've been seeing with this, especially the minister responsible for housing.
I don't believe she's responsible for this. I refuse to let you believe this lady.
She made a lot of statements concerning it. That's why I call her name.
Oh, okay.
She made a lot of statements concerning it. I've heard her time and time again where she spoke on the fact that she wants these things gone and she wants them gone now. Mm-hmm. And then she made a statement that she wants to go down in history as the minister that erected the most homes in her time that she served. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like she's more looking to get that done rather than helping the people. Because even the home, I for one can't afford no home at my age and, mm-hmm. and this time in life. So even if I want to get one of the homes, it's not going to be affordable for me. Mm-hmm. So, you know, why destroy it and let the people have? If anything, give it to someone. You know, show them how to put in the proper ventilation or call the company back, like you were saying earlier, and find out what exactly what they contracted to do. You know, I don't think that the company even know that we're inquiring about it because I don't think they said anything to them. So somebody needs to reach out. You, Mr. Neary, can reach out to the company.
Me?
And find out from them what were they contracted to do with these zones. And how far does the contract go? And if it's actually $6 million that we spend on these, or us as Bahamian just giving our own figures like we make up our own words.
We like make up things. But thank you very much, caller. I can read this text and I go straight to the next caller because we run out of time. I hope they were not destroyed because another party put them there, because this would show just how silly we are when it comes to politics at the expense of we the people. And I see I have one more caller there. Patch that caller through because we run out of time. Welcome, caller. How you doing?
Hey, C.A. Neary.
How you doing?
And good morning to you. I mean, a good day to your, mm-hmm. your guest. But you know, Mr. Neary, I listen in to everybody, mm-hmm. whether it's the talk show, news, social media, voice notes. But I think the gentleman inside the studio said something, and I think a lot of people are missing the point. Mm-hmm. The point is, who is going to be whole, accountable? Because if you could go back, Mr. Neary, when we were going through this hurricane situation, mm-hmm. we had millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars donated to us through people. And I'm not here defending, because mm-hmm. people say, oh, you're a PLP, you're defending the PLP. I'm speaking to you as a person. Someone has to be whole, because if you know, some saying the dorms cost, excuse me, $6 million, some saying $8 million. You mean to tell me you got to pay that back? Your children got to pay that back. I got to pay that back. All right? Let me share something with you and to your listeners. Last week, I had to go to National Insurance. Me, an average Joe Blow, who trying to survive in an honest way, to pay all of my bills, to pay $640. I didn't duck. I didn't hide. I went and I paid. All right? I was to hold myself accountable for what I had to pay. So how is it that these people could take from the poor people like me and you who got to strive to put that money back while they living off the fat of the land? I understand the people saying the people are getting put out. I sympathize with that. But I'm trying to figure out in a country that I'm living in, why is it all the time people who are in charge of the government do not be held accountable for these things, man? And we have to make an example out of that, Mr. Neary. Absolutely. You can't be having $6 or $8 million just go like that. And no one, no, but Brookwell, listen, I can say that I can leave this with you and the guest. Go do your research on Brookwell. I can leave that one there for you. That's your homework for the day.
All right,
you have a good day, sir.
I appreciate doing it.
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
Go ahead, Dan.
Quickly, the thing that baffles me, just like the caller would have said, CA, any amounts of money that would have been amounting at that kind of figures, $6 million, whether it was $6 or whether it was $8 million, I would have assumed that there would have been some level of paper trail that persons would have been able to say or to see, rather than saying that we can't find anything on that. How is it that you can't find that? If this were contracted, that would have had to come from the Ministry of Finance, like you said. Mm-hmm. Why is this one of those Houdini moves that we see?
Munnings, I would say it's impossible because the Ministry of Finance would have a record and no money comes out of the Treasury without some kind of paper trail. However, entire files got missing in the Office of the Prime Minister, and we still don't know where they got.
So do we have David Blaine here in the country? That's what I want to know. There is a David Blaine here.
Things go missing. I to the point where I expect anything. Anything can happen inside this country.
But if it's a David Blaine in here, we need to know.
Yeah.
He can walk in Central Bank tomorrow and it could go missing.
So I want to give advice. And caller, and unfortunately, I have 2 minutes. Let me put Patrick caller through. Let me see I can get them in. Give him 30 seconds. Go ahead, producer. Producer, patch them through. Let me give them 30 seconds. Caller, go ahead. I have to be quick, though.
Hello?
Hi. I got to be quick. I'm getting ready to close the show up.
Okay, great. I'll be real fast. I want to know your prices for advertisement.
Oh, And let me place you on hold, and then I get the... Especially if you advertise my show, I got to push that issue, right? Yeah, let me place you on hold briefly. But I give you the closing remarks on what advertisement. What advice would you give the PLP moving forward regarding these dooms and what's happening in Africa?
I would say this. We must be more conscious in terms of how we're doing spending and how we are demolishing things without consulting the general public on certain matters that concern. It concerns the people, especially when they're in a time when they're really hurting. Bahamians are asking the big questions. We're spending money on things that are non-living, and the Bahamian people that are living can't seem to get a dollar. So I think that we have to look closely into what we're doing.
This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. We're having a conversation on mishaps, misrepresentation, and not doing things properly, especially when you're dealing with Bahamians. And we just want to encourage the government to just do better. Me and Madden, no. We know you're trying to do a good job. We just say, man, consult us when you're doing some of these things, because some of these things irking us and it's frustrating us, man. Do better. Guardian Radio and AM. Have a wonderful day.